This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervy. I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, as we come to the close of 2017, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And with me, of course, is my managing partner. Happy New Year, Carrie Kasem.
Happy New Year.
It's not New Year's yet.
Not yet, but I'm going to say it.
Yeah,
we're not going to be together on New Year's.
No, we won't. That sounds so weird.
We're not ringing in the New Year's together.
Sounds like what a couple who are going through problems would say to each other. We're not going to be together on New Year's.
You'll still be in Toronto.
I am. I am still in Toronto.
Social media video.
This is just a little bit of radio magic. We are doing the best of show today because it's so much easier to do the best of show when you're in Florida and I'm in Toronto.
Very true.
Enjoying our families. And I always thought it's so easy to just take clips from our past shows throughout this year. And it's been a great year. We've had a really wonderful year here at Gervy's Law, had some great guests, and we're going to feature three of them today. So a lot of people come up to us and say, oh, I wish I would have heard the Dove Charney interview. I wish I would have heard the Anson Williams interview. Or I wish I would have heard the Lisa Bloom interview.
Oh, no. Who says that?
Or I wish I would have heard the Laura Wasser interview.
Right.
But we're giving you a chance at least to hear three of those interviews. If you want to hear any of the interviews, go to our website. We're going to have a new Gervy's Law website coming up in 2018, but you can go to Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, R-O-W-E-N, Gervy, G-U-R-V-E-Y, I love spelling, and Wynn, W-I-N. Go to our website, go to Gervy's Law Podcasts, and you can hear every show that we've done since 2013.
Can you believe that? I just can't believe
it's
it.
It's so funny. I listened the other day to the first show that I ever did, and you weren't with me at the time. At the time, it was Bailey Rad, who had worked at my firm, and she was my co-host. And I listened to that first show, and I couldn't believe it. I was just laughing. I'm saying, they actually let that on the air?
Oh. Well, that's how I was when I first got on the air. I couldn't believe it. I was so bad. And listening back, I mean, that's why also I was overnights when I started with radio. But man, but it was horrible. It takes a little bit to get used to it and to get good at
it. And I think to be comfortable because I listened to that first show and I sounded not nervous, but just, I was so measured in everything I was saying. I was talking like this, which I still do, but not as much. And I was saying, this is a show where you're gonna be positive and you're gonna learn to do the right thing. I was like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
But the progression, I mean, all of us get it. When I first started reading a teleprompter on TV, oh, how embarrassing. So bad. I was so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and we've evolved, and of course you've been with me now for what, about 3 years or more?
No, it's going on four. It's going on four.
Time flies.
It's like three and a half right now.
And, you know, and the three people, by the way, and we're going to talk a little bit about our guests, from this past year. We're going to feature Gloria Allred today. We're going to feature Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, and I'm the only one that can say his name properly because it has the ch.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You just did it. And we're also going to talk to LeVar Ball, who's been in the news quite a bit. But we had a lot of other people. I don't know. Were you on the show with Ken Starr?
Yes, of course.
That was
a great show.
And he was in the news, of course. He was the former president of Baylor University. And he got into trouble for certain things about overseeing maybe some of the sexual abuse cases, there were football players who were accused of certain things and later convicted. And the question was, how much did the administration know? And that harkens back to what we talked about just a couple weeks ago when we had Corey Feldman on, and we talked to one of the accusers of Dr. Nassar and the attorney David Middleman. We talked about how much of a role does the university have, in that case it was Michigan State University,
have
in trying to protect people from, or what they knew and didn't do to help people.
Same with Weinstein. I mean, we had people on with that as well. Like, people knew and didn't say anything.
Yeah. Gloria Allred talked about that quite a bit on our show. And then, of course, we had actors on. We had Anson Williams, and he was
Potsy.
We had Kim Fields.
Yes.
Tootie. Potsy and Tootie. And then Anthony Michael Hall.
That's right. We've had many actors on the show. Many.
Yes. Yeah.
Jason Patrick.
But that was not this past year, but we should have Jason Patrick on again. And of course, then we had our legal scholars. Erwin Chemerinsky has been on the show quite a bit. John Eastman was on. They had a great debate. We talked about the Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Right.
Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
And we had the attorney who represented, the, cake makers. And so many others. Who was your favorite? That was Kristen Wagner, by the way. And she was on the same show with Phyllis Fry, who was the first transgender judge.
That's right.
In the country.
There's so many shows that I liked. I really liked the Masterpiece Cake, case and talking about that.
Yeah.
Because the sides are very strong and they have good arguments on both sides. I really like that. I have to say, having Corey Feldman back on after, you know, finally allowing him to, you know, make his case and say, listen, guys, I've been talking about this for so long. Nobody's listened to me.
Right.
And it was very nice to knowing this for so long to have him come on the show and to support him in that way.
No, it's true. And at the beginning of the year, of course, we had Ed Alonzo, my good friend. We talked about magic and trade secrets in magic. The Bornsteins were on. We had my family.
Love the Bornsteins. She's amazing. They're both incredible magicians what are they called? Mentalists.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So that was fun. We've had a great year. We're going to have a great year in 2018. Coming up, we have a lot of great guests. You can go to our Facebook page and like us at the Facebook page. That would be something to do during these holidays.
Yeah.
Go check it out. We have all the podcasts up at rgw.com. Address? My email?
rgwlaw.com.
rgwlawfirm.com.
Yeah, there you go.
rgwlawfirm.com. I don't even know.
Are we going to do new pictures?
We can do new pictures.
We got to do new pictures. We got to update.
We should.
Okay, good.
And Angela, who was here a couple weeks ago, did great pictures. So maybe we can get her to help.
Sure.
Or Michael. You have a lot of friends.
Michael's instant. Like, you look, you don't even need to wear makeup. He just fixes you up.
When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. And again, we're going to introduce each segment. So this is the best of. We're going to be back in January. Bigger and better than ever. We have Laura Wasser coming back on the show. She is the top family law attorney in town, and she is a trip. She is so much fun and very smart. She's got a website called overeasy.com. So check that out if you're thinking of getting divorced in the new year.
There you go. And also, too, which I'm excited, my case is finally coming to, you know, an end with the trial happening this year.
And we're going to have all the experts on that case.
Yes,
so we
and,
can
there,
play
and everything
it
else will come here first. I mean, you know, you're going to get it here. It's the only place you're going to be able to talk to me on the radio. But, you know, I really believe we're going to get a huge win. My father, Casey Kasem, and all the abuse that he suffered, it's going to finally come out.
And we're
going
to see what's going on. To that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to Gervie's Law. Last show of 2017 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hooray, your holiday shopping's done. You killed it. You got deals on gifts for everyone from Nana to your nephew to your neighbor's cat. And of course, you absolutely totally got everything you wanted for yourself. There's nothing else you could possibly think of getting. But did you check eBay? Check eBay Fashion and get unmissable deals on all the styles you really wanted this holiday season. Like up to 70% off the hottest fashion brands like Adidas, Steve Madden, and Calvin Klein. eBay end of season sale. Going on now. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Hooray! Your holiday shopping's done. You killed it. You got deals on gifts for everyone from Nana to your nephew to your neighbor's cat. And of course, you absolutely totally got everything you wanted for yourself. There's nothing else you could possibly think of getting. But did you check eBay? Check eBay Fashion and get unmissable deals on all the styles you really wanted this holiday season. Like up to 70% off the hottest fashion brands like Adidas, Steve Madden, and Calvin Klein. eBay end of season sale. Going on now. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
You're listening to the best of Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem. And Carrie,
yes.
Do you remember back in May when we had Gloria Allred on and she talked about her client, Summer Zervos, who was suing President Donald Trump?
I know.
And it's really interesting because time has passed and now in 2018 coming up, this case may in fact be heard or the federal judge may say we cannot proceed with a sitting president as the defendant.
Well, they're claiming that it's protected by the U.S. Constitution where you can't actually sue a sitting president, somebody who's in office. You have to wait. So that's what the other side's using.
And what they're saying is this happened before he was in office, as Summer Zervos was an apprentice contestant. So we'll see what happens. But listen to Gloria. She's been to our show so many times. We love having her in. She comes in and talks with us. This was a great segment that Carrie and I both really enjoyed back from May of this past year. I know, Gloria, you want to talk about the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution and whether or not the president is immune from a lawsuit and whether it's a state or federal lawsuit and how that applies, because I did mention before the break Paula Jones, who
yes.
sued President Clinton.
Yes.
So how is this going to unfold in this lawsuit, who, of course, Summer Zervos, you're representing her?
Yes, and this is the only lawsuit by any of the accusers, the many accusers, who accused Donald Trump of sexual misconduct towards them. That's why I call her very brave and courageous, and she is. We were not going to tolerate a delay in this lawsuit. We want to move forward. Ultimately, what we'd like is for President Trump, but I'll say it.
Yeah.
To have to appear at a deposition to give his testimony under oath and to answer our questions, of which we have many. Of course, we would expect him, as we would expect anyone, to testify truthfully under oath. But if he chose not to testify truthfully and knew that he was providing a material fact that was false, that would be perjury. And, of course, that would be a high crime and misdemeanor.
Sure.
For which he could be impeached.
Yeah.
In the same way that President Clinton was impeached.
Right.
Allegedly for not testifying truthfully under oath, for committing perjury. And so I would look forward to that day. I don't think that President Trump is looking forward to the day when he has to sit with me and answer questions under oath. So it will not surprise me if they do everything possible to delay. But back to your original question about Paula Jones, let me say, after we filed a very, very strong brief with, we thought, excellent points in it, last week, And then the opposition, Mr. Trump's attorneys, President Trump, had to file their response. Then the defense decided they'll just withdraw and not do that and concede to our point that they're going to have a hearing wherein they argue both their legal immunity argument as to why we should not be permitted to go forward and also motion to dismiss. So that was good. That was, a victory as far as we're concerned,
sure,
because they
sure.
conceded to our point. But let's get right to the Paula Jones issue. In the case, President Trump will be arguing that because he's president of the United States, he has legal immunity from suit. But in the case of Paula Jones versus President Clinton, that issue was decided by the United States Supreme Court, where President Clinton was saying, legal immunity. I'm president of the United States. And that was the suit alleging that he had sexually harassed Paula Jones when he was governor of Arkansas. She was an employee of the state of Arkansas. The Supreme Court said no man is above the law, including the president of the United States. And there's no immunity for a president from suit unless it's for official conduct. Well, the conduct we're alleging is defamatory conduct. That conduct, if proven, was committed prior to his actually becoming president of the United States. And there's no way that was an official act. He was not president.
Right.
When he allegedly defamed our client. So we think we have a strong argument as to why he should not have legal immunity from our suit. Now, later, he will also file a motion to dismiss. We haven't seen it yet, so we don't know what the contents will be. But we think that it may be that he'll argue that because we filed this and are litigating in state court, that somehow the legal immunity argument decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest federal court, does not apply. We will be responding to that. He may also want to argue that somehow that what he said was not defamatory as a matter of law. We, of course, will argue that it is. Just a little background to tell you that my firm, along with my co-counsel firm in New York, we have won a case at the highest court in New York State. That's called the New York Court of Appeals.
Right.
In our state, it would be called the Supreme Court. We won a case a few years ago, which was a very significant legal ruling on defamation. So we do feel that we have background on what defamation is in the state of New York, and we do think that we have a very strong argument to present. So this is very interesting because a lot of people are saying, well, look, this case, Gloria, is the mirror image of the case against President Clinton, and that it's a very serious threat. In fact, I just read an article somebody sent me where an historian who predicted that actually Trump would become president now predicted that my case, our case,
right,
might be possibly a case that could lead to his impeachment
downfall.
And is a threat to him. And we think so. Now, if in fact he did commit perjury in the deposition with us. Again, I'm not suggesting he will. We can all look at his record for truthfulness and then decide, make your best guess as to whether it would be truthful or not. But if he did, then the question is, would a Republican Congress be interested in impeaching a Republican president the same way they were interested in impeaching a Democratic president, President Clinton? So we'll look forward to their decision.
And Gloria, I have to ask you. So let's say he does get in there and he's like, you know what? I may have done something that could have been wrong or she could have seen as wrong. Here's my apology. You know, now does he get like a slap on the hand? He has to pay a fine and then there's no impeachment?
Okay, well, that's really interesting. In other words, what would it take to settle this case, if anything? And we've announced that in advance, which ordinarily we would not do.
Sure.
We have said, even though we have now proceeded to file a lawsuit against you, President Trump, even now, if you retract what you said about Summer Zervos and the other accusers,
right,
if you decide, okay, I'm going to acknowledge that what she alleged was true and was not a lie, then we will dismiss the case. We will not ask for any damages. We will not ask for any attorney's fees. Of course, if he does not retract, then we will be proceeding with this lawsuit, and we will seek all remedies possible.
I read that and I thought, wow, so apology will suffice. And
no, it's not an apology.
So it's not, it's just taking back what he said.
It's not an apology. I'm not looking for apology.
You want the admission.
I want him to retract. And if he decides to acknowledge that what Summer Zervos and the other accusers have said is true, then that will be sufficient.
There's a big difference when you talk about an apology. A lot of people don't know what you're apologizing for.
And I'm not interested in that. I'm not in, I'm not interested in what we call politician speak.
No.
Yeah.
No. I want a specific acknowledgement, and there are many specifics in what Summer Zervo said. And by the way, anyone who would like to know more about what we allege in the lawsuit, it's online. They go to my webpage, gloriaallred.com, click on videos and statements, and they can find the video of our news conference from January, copy of the lawsuit, and it's all there, a number of specifics, and why we allege that what he said was defamation, what led to this.
And I have read that. It's worth going to. If you want to read about it, it's interesting, and it may turn your stomach a little bit. But for a minute or two, we just want to finish up on this subject. What is your best hypothesis of what will happen? I know you can't be a soothsayer. We don't know what the courts are going to rule, but what is your best guess?
Yeah, I can't predict, but I will say this. My best guess about when the hearing is going to be is most likely September, because we now have a briefing schedule, and we believe the court will give us a date likely in September for a hearing on all of those arguments. And that's going to be a very big hearing, a very important hearing. And we're looking forward to that, because this is a priority for us. I mean, I'm doing a lot of other lawsuits as well, of course, for typical people.
But Gloria,
who have been the victims of injustice. But this is a big one.
As we both know, it really matters. And we're finding out more and more what the makeup of the justices are, the judge is, when we're looking at these quote-unquote political issues. What have you discovered for this case in terms of what the leanings might be for those who will be deciding ultimately the issue?
Well, we have now a woman judge. The first judge, it was a male judge, and he recused himself, did not state the reason why, doesn't have to under New York law, but he did. And now we have Judge Jennifer Schechter. We'll have to see. I know she has some experience with defamation cases. She's written an article about defamation. Not this case, but just, about defamation.
Who appointed
her? I don't know. I haven't actually researched that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that we're looking forward to having a fair hearing right there in New York City.
You know, as a lawyer, that's what we have to do. We do what we can to protect our clients' interests. We can't really worry about the judge's liens. Yes, it may come up later, but I think you've got the approach. Here it is. We're just going to present the facts as they are, and we hope for justice.
That's
what I do as a lawyer, and that's what you do.
Yeah, and this is really a David versus Goliath case, or as I like to say, DeVita versus Goliath. It is, and he's put, one of his longtime toughest attorneys up against us, because I think he understands this is a big threat to him.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of attorneys handling a lot of the zillion, 60, 75 cases that have been filed against them, I think even just since January, a time of inauguration. But he's put the top person on this as far as he's concerned.
On the Summer Zervos case.
But again, yes, on this case. And you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
We're usually up against the top firms, and we have won many cases, as we did in the New York Court of Appeals on a defamation case. So,
you're
strong, and we're going to just fight the good fight for as long as it takes to win justice.
It should be an interesting summer, no pun intended. We have to take a quick break.
So you've managed to avoid Santa's naughty list.
Wow, just what I've always wanted.
Now after you say,
thank you,
make sure you say,
Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay, here's Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, exposure, cancers, and death. RGW lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Holiday cookies, who doesn't love them? But all that baking can be havoc on your pipes. Luckily, the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911 are on call 24/7, even on holidays. Licensed and insured, SoCal Plumbers 911 can handle any job. So go ahead, bake with confidence. SoCal Plumbers 911 has your holidays covered. Call SoCal Plumbers 911 and save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com. That's SoCalPlumbers911.com.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. President Trump tweeted his support for the economic protests in Iran, saying that the world is watching. Correspondent Nick Robertson says
social media videos emerging that appear to show injured people being carried away from protests. Another one that appears to show a young man on a hospital gurney in a makeshift clinic shot right through his abdomen.
At least two protesters were shot by Iranian security forces in the western town of Dohrud. Police have a suspect in custody in the ambush-style shooting of a female officer near the Westlake District last night. The officer is expected to recover after being shot in the leg. KABC SoCal weather. Tonight, mostly clear except for patchy low clouds and fog after midnight and into morning along the beaches. Lows will be in the upper 40s to mid-50s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to the best of Gervey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Carrie, our next guest, we interviewed, and I don't think you were here, actually. In fact, I know you weren't. You would have loved it. It was back in June 2017, and it was the one and only LeVar Ball. And LeVar was at the time talking about the draft. His son Lonzo had not been drafted by the Lakers yet, and then, of course, he was the number two pick. But we had a great time, and, you know, a highlight for me was when LeVar said to me, Gervey, we're going to remember this interview. You and me, we're going to do business together. He was just so into the interview.
He thought it was the best interview that he's ever had. Now, I think it would have been completely different, though, if I was sitting here. I'm not a fan of his at all, or the way he, you know, treated the entire China incident, or how he raises his kids. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't like the fact that you want to thank somebody if they got your son out of a communist country.
Well, we don't
you
know that that was the fact, though, that Trump was responsible. He said he wasn't, but I understand what you're saying.
Manners, and it doesn't seem like he's teaching his kid manners, and his 19-year-old son keeps referring to himself as a kid. Kids do that. Don't do that. If I stole, my father, I mean, would have been taken out of that school. I would have been in so much trouble.
By all accounts, though, Carrie, his kids are really well adjusted. Everyone says that Lonzo's a great guy.
Right, I've heard that.
And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think the proof will be in the pudding. We'll see how everything pans out, but this was a great time. This is an interview that will go down in history with LeVar Ball. Listen to LeVar Ball on Gervey's Law. We want to talk about someone who has been very controversial over the last couple of years with his son. His son is Lonzo Ball, the UCLA superstar, who will likely be drafted number two by the LA Lakers in the upcoming June 22nd draft. And LeVar Ball is the father of Lonzo Ball. LeVar, welcome to Gervey's Law. I bet you never thought you would be on a legal show.
Never thought I'd be on a legal show. Yeah, you're right.
Well, at least being on a legal show where you're not trying to defend yourself against libel, which is, of course, you're not defending yourself today. But let me ask you something, LeVar. If you were in a court of law and you had to defend
your name as the father of the year, what arguments would you make to the judge to say you are the father of the year?
I am the father of the year. You can tell by the three beautiful sons I've raised.
Now, you have three wonderful basketball-playing sons. How did you know that you would be able to train these boys into being stars at Chino Hills High School and now with Lonzo, obviously, at UCLA?
How did I know? Yeah. When they came out the womb from me picking my wife, I knew I was going to have three superb sons because I don't have girls.
You don't have girls? Well, I'll tell you something. I have a friend, a lawyer friend of mine, who was doing a deposition. The defense attorney was about 6 feet tall, and he went up to her and he said, listen, what's your vertical jump? And she said, here, come outside and I'll show you. It was a marriage made in heaven. They have kids who are 6'6", 6'8", playing basketball. Is that how it was with you and Tina?
See, it's just that simple. Everybody making it look so hard that you got to pick your next mate, and everybody want to say spiritually, oh, we got a good soul, and you don't need no soul. You better see something that's real.
And you have had something that's real for many years with Tina,
yes.
And she has been your soulmate. Now, she recently had a stroke, and I hear she's doing much better. How are you balancing being father of the year with Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiGello when you have Tina that you're taking care of?
The last name is Ball, and I do it all.
The Ball does it all.
I take care of mine.
Now, you have been involved in controversy over the last few months. I mean, you've done interviews everywhere, not on a legal show, mind you. But, you know, when we talk about Stephen A. Smith, you got into it with him. Colin Cowherd, Catherine Leahy, of course, and Max Kellerman was supporting you. How do you deal with the media? Why are you getting into it when,
well,
you know?
I've been controversial all my life. It's just now you catch it on film. And you catch it on tape and on microphones.
Now, being...
But it's okay. I understand who I am. That's why it doesn't bother me.
But it bothers others, so that becomes a question mark. Aren't you ever...
When it bothers others, they're not doing nothing for me, so it's okay.
Well,
everybody got their own opinion, so they can either think good of me or bad of me, but it doesn't stop me from doing what I'm doing. As long as it's good for me, I'm okay.
Now, your theory of parenting started way back when you talked about potty training of your boys. Tell us a little bit about your theory and why it worked for you.
Well, I think everybody parents in a different way. But as long as they're consistent with it and they believe in what they're doing, that's all that counts.
Yeah, do you?
This is my ways might be a little stranger than other people's ways, but it's effective. And like I said, my boys turned out to be fine gentlemen.
Now, not only are they fine gentlemen, they're excellent basketball players. I had an experience when I was a kid. I played Little League Baseball. On my team was a kid named Brett Hull, who is now in the Hockey Hall of Fame. His father is Bobby Hull, who is also in the Hockey Hall of Fame. When we sat on the bench between innings, when Bobby Hull came to watch Brett play baseball, Brett turned to me and he said, I am so nervous. I don't even want to play. When my old man's in the crowd, I can't perform. I can't do what I want to do. Why isn't that the case with you and your boys?
Say that one more time.
I want to know how your boys do not feel the pressure when you are in the crowd and you are on the sidelines and they can perform regardless of how much stress you have. Lamar.
Well, listen. My boys always perform. They never get nervous of playing. I've always told them that there's no pressure playing sports.
But that isn't true.
Know, say again?
That's not true, is it? There's no pressure.
There's no pressure in sports. That's what I've been telling them from day one.
Yeah.
And it's not, because there's a lot of other things going on in life where there's real pressure.
And have you...
You're just getting better at doing what you're doing and have a passion for something that's playing. It's just like if you don't make a miss a shot, life goes on.
But when you say that Lonzo, for instance, is a better player than someone like Steph Curry or can take on anyone in the NBA, LeBron or whoever, don't you think that puts a little bit of pressure on the guy?
What kind of pressure does it put on him?
You
got to eventually play against him, and you don't want him to be like, well, you know what, just because LeVar and the parents aren't talking, we're not going to go at Lonzo too hard. We're going to go easy on him. Man, I want everybody to get a best game to come at my son. That's what basketball is, competition. If you don't want to compete like that, go play golf or tennis or something. Play some cards.
Do you think
when you're playing this physical sports and stuff like this, you better be ready for people to come at you. If you're worried about what I'm saying and you can't perform on that court, you're not ready. This ain't for you.
That's true.
You ain't built for this. It's that big ball of brain. You got to be built for this.
Yeah, that's true. But again, we're talking about reality. There are so many kids who have folded under the pressure. When you were a kid, you had, what, four brothers. Wasn't it competitive? Right. Weren't you trying to go at each other? Like, what was going on in your family?
We were going at each other. But whatever happens, whether good or bad, we still went to sleep and still got something to eat. I mean, it wasn't no big deal. You want to win. But like I said, it's basketball and sports. If you don't go to the movies, go watch a game. Go watch football. But after that game, it's not a big deal. Get over it. I'll tell you what some pressure is.
Yeah.
Some pressure is come on home and they say, yo, you got to leave here. I don't care where you go, but you got to get the heck up out of here. That's pressure where you got to find somewhere to go and you don't have no money or you don't have nothing to eat. Pressure playing a sport and saying this guy's going to put some defense on you. You're going to miss a shot. Man, come on. After that's all over, go to the movies. Go get you something to eat.
Where did you learn all this? Is this from your dad? Like, how did you find this key to raising kids?
The key to raising kids, man, my dad raised us in a great way, and I just took that and took it a step further.
When you say took it a step further, what do you mean by that? Are you talking about...
Well, I took it a step further as far as understanding what my boys wanted to do in life as a passion for something. My dad taught us how to be very skilled at playing sports and being strong. But he never really got behind us at such a young age to say, you know what, let me make these into athletic stars. His mindset was, hey, don't play on the team. Why don't you own the team? So education was a big thing for him. But not knowing that the passion wasn't for me owning the team. It was playing. I wanted to play.
And you played. You played football, basketball?
He didn't push me like that. You know, he didn't lead me like that, like I lead my sons. But you know what? If my dad didn't do what he did for me, I wouldn't have led my sons like this.
Now, if your dad would have been a little tougher on you, you think you would have been a star in the NFL or NBA?
It's not even about him being tougher. It's just about him saying, you know what? I'm going to put you guys on a basketball team at 6 years old instead of wait till the 10th grade to say, okay, it's okay to play sports now.
Now,
but check this out.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm a superstar and I'm making all this money.
Yeah.
You don't have these three boys like this because they're not hungry and I don't need them like this. Now I just give them money and buy them everything. So you can't go through this road to get these boys unless I already started on the road with my dad.
Now, you talk about money. You're looking to make it big with the Big Ballers brand. How do you go about putting this down? Again, this is a legal show. Do you have lawyers work for you? How are you raising the money? Because when you have
I'm raising the money.
Yeah.
Everybody want to know how I'm raising the money. It's my money. I just know what to do with it. I had a job. My wife worked for 20-something years. We can put money and store it away for something.
But how do you put together products like shoes for $495?
You got to be super smart. And my intellect on this business thing is very high.
Have you been working on this for a long time? Because we're only hearing about Big Ballers brand for the last year or so. You must have been putting some time into this.
Yeah, you got to put time into it. But now it's time to surface. I put 20 years into it. Now the hunt is on.
And now when we talk about this, are you just thumbing your nose up at Nike, Reebok, Adidas?
I ain't thumbing my nose up at nobody. My nose stays straight so I can smell all the good food.
Well, you got to smell the good food.
You got to. But see, if I already got a plan, I'm just not worried about Nike and Adidas and all this. I'm worried about my own thing, which is this Big Baller brand. Like I said, my son's coming into the league with his own brand, something never been done before.
Are you going to get any help from China?
I got a nice team. I have a very nice team around me, a very nice team. Family-oriented, but they know what they do, because guess what? Everybody stays in their lane.
Well, apparently you told Christine Leahy to stay in her lane. Was that a mistake?
I told her to stay in the lane. You know what the reference is to that?
Check it out.
If you're on the freeway and you're trying to enter from the carpool lane, and you don't stay in your lane, it's going to be a wreck. I try to tell her, stay away. Stay out of my lane so we don't get no wreck. She want to come over there anyway. And that's how you get in that wreck. And that's what I meant by stay in your lane. Leave me alone. Let me drive. We'll both get to our destination. Fine. If you stay in your lane. But once you start to weaving and getting over in other people's places, that's when you get a crash. And that's what it was, a crash.
It was a crash, and it had nothing to do with her being a woman and not really being able to ball with you?
Right, it had nothing to do with that. She tried to change and twist all these words and say that I don't have respect for women and all that. If she would have just left me alone, we would have been fine. I wasn't even talking to her. I wasn't even looking at her. I've heard the things that she said. And then don't try to get all nice and act like you didn't say anything now. It's just like one of the things she said when she said she would never wear Big Baller gear.
Right.
Like it's bad to wear that. So now you're taking a shot at my wife wears it, my mom wears it, my mother-in-law wears it. She didn't even check the fact that we do sell to women. She didn't do her homework. She just straight telling, oh, you need to sell to some women. She don't even have a business, so she can't give me any kind of, she can't tell me anything about a business, especially if she doesn't have one.
Do you think that her, maybe it was your personality that threw her off and she couldn't stay in her lane because she was just going at it with you?
She was just going at it. She did the wrong thing. That's all it was.
Now,
and if she would have stayed in her lane, everything would have been fine. We wouldn't even be going over this.
Are you at all?
That she wanted to keep pushing things. She just pushed the wrong guy. That's all. And it happens like that sometimes, but it's okay.
Are you at all concerned that someone may come after you legally, whether for libel,
no,
slander,
I'm not concerned. I'm not doing anything wrong. You can't come after me legally if I'm not doing anything wrong.
Well, you know what they say? Truth is a defense. So if you ever get charged with a libel or a slander charge against you, you say truth.
As long as they leave me alone, ain't no legal, libel, slander, whatever. Just leave me alone, I'll be fine. But if you come at me, guess what? I'm coming back. If you just be quiet and say, I got a good thing for everybody who don't want me coming at them. Whenever somebody asks for something about LeVar Ball, say NC.
That's
no comment.
No comment.
And then you'll be fine.
Well, you know
that's
that.
That's why, see me, because I'm coming.
And you're not going to turn around. You're going to go full speed ahead.
I'll go forward. I don't do no turning around. I ain't no dancer.
And what about with the Lakers? What happens, and it looks like Lonzo's going to get drafted by the Lakers. Let's just say he doesn't. What's the contingency plan?
The contingency plan is this. My preference was for my son to play for the Lakers. It's lined up for him to play for the Lakers. If he does not play for the Lakers, Lonzo's goal was to be an NBA player. So whoever team he plays for, he'll be fine. But we would prefer, and I think it's going to be lined up because I'm such a lucky guy.
Yes.
It's going to be the Lakers. I'm just lucky like that. And what people don't want to happen is I said this long ago, and they don't want me to be so right. They say, man, we can't look like we just folding to LeVar Ball, saying he's going to play for the Lakers just because he said so. Ain't no other father saying, hey, he's going to play for Milwaukee or this. Nah, nah, nah. I'm good like that. I planned it for him to play for the Lakers. How's that?
Well, you've also said that if you speak it into an existence, it will happen.
Yes.
And you,
hey, that's what I said.
You said that.
Hey, I like it, man. You up on your game.
Of course I'm up on my game. I follow your theory. I go argue in front of the Court of Appeals. I argue in front of judges all the time. If I'm not up on my game, who's going to be up on my game?
Right. See, they need more people like you. You need to be on the Big Baller Brands team, man, because I like your thinking already.
Well,
if you don't work on your game, who will? Oh, man, that's got to be a new shirt.
That's right. You write it down, and I'll give you all the rights to it. I'm a lawyer. I can take care of it. We can do a commercials, documentary. The Big Baller Media, that's where it's at.
Whoa, I like your style. Like, I'm telling you, man. See how stuff lined up for me? I wouldn't even meet this guy if I'm not on the phone with you, man.
That's right. You know, you need to plan out success. It doesn't just happen. And when people
right.
say that it just happens, then they really don't know how to make it happen. Speak it into existence.
Man, me and you on a motivational speech, man, I don't know how we'd lose.
We wouldn't. And, you know, I'm right behind you with Lonzo. I think that he understands you. What people don't understand is that your sons really get you, and they're
yes.
into the program. What's happening right. is there's so many media people who are saying that they're not buying into it because that's probably because of their own insecurities with their kids and how they've raised them. Those are the people who have drug addicts for sons and people who are doing nothing.
Wow. And they spend all this money to go see a psychologist, and all they got to do is call you.
That's it. That's all they got to do. You know, people waste their money, and I know you haven't because...
Waste their money.
Look at how
I got to go sit on the couch and pay thousands of dollars to get this out of them. I'm going to tell them, you know what? When they think I'm crazy back in the day, I'm going to tell them to rewind the conversation me and you had on this radio show.
Absolutely. Then people will understand. People are just not strong enough to move forward, to stay in their lane and keep moving. They think they have to find ways, find excuses. You can't just find excuses. Your boys never, they're not making excuses. They're not saying, oh, my dad is overbearing. He's a helicopter parent. They're not saying any of that. They're just going forward and doing it.
Right, right.
And you know what? Once you've trained them that way, that's how their mind works. That's how your mind works. And I know Tina is devoted to you. You're devoted to her. That's what's important about
yes.
family. That's family.
Yes.
And that's what the Big Baller Brand is all about.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, Nike.
Hey, man, this is one of the, I'm going to tell you this. I don't even know you, but this is one of the best conversations I had with somebody who's as intelligent as you are. And you get it, man. I don't mind talking to people all day like you. It's
well,
just the knuckleheads that think they know something else that I have a problem with.
I got to tell you something. You know, my dad, may he rest in peace, said to me, the problem with stupid people is that they don't know they're stupid.
Man, I love it. I love it.
Well, you know, LeVar, I know I have to let you go because you got so many commitments. But I got to tell you, we want to have you back on because what you're talking about, you're motivating people. And people who are the naysayers, people who say, you know what, we need an excuse. They're just wimping out. They need to be with your program, the Big Ball Baller program, the Big Baller brand, the media, everything to take positive and make it happen. And that's what's going to happen with Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo as we move forward. So I want to wish you all the luck. By the way, where are you going to be for draft night?
Where I'm going to be draft night?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in New York with my family.
New York. Okay. Because I thought if you were going to be in town here in L.A., I'd stop by and have a beer with you.
I don't drink beer, but I'd be lovely to get some milk whenever we meet up. I like milk and cookies.
That's what
chocolate chip to be preferred. That's good.
I like chocolate chunk.
I got a few other things I got to take care of now, man. But I'm going to tell you this. I've had a great time talking to you, and it was really great.
I want to wish you the best Father's Day to the Father of the Year. Thanks for being on Gervie's Law.
Well, Gervie, you have the best Father's Day too, man. And blessings to all you and your family.
Thank you. And all to you and yours. Thanks for being with us.
Lot,
take it easy.
Take care.
All right.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day. Saturday, like 60% off coats for her and him. 50 to 75% off boots for her. Take 40 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Stock up on designer pillows, $6.99. And take 30% plus an extra 15% off essential small appliances. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
You're listening to the best of Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. And our final segment of the best of features Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, who was with us back in March, I believe. And he had a lot to say about a lot of things, including Michael Jackson, who he was very close friends with. He's recently been in the news, not Michael Jackson. He's always in the news, but the rabbi's in the news because he praised Donald Trump for suggesting that the capital of Israel is really Jerusalem and suggesting that the U.S. embassy should be moved to Jerusalem, which they plan on doing. But he has been very controversial, Rabbi Boteach. And he had fun on the show. He actually talked to us from Israel. And we are going to listen to the rabbi speaking about Michael Jackson and a couple of other things, the travel ban and Donald Trump right now. Of course, a lot of you know Rabbi Boteach from his relationship with Michael Jackson. He was a friend and unofficial spiritual advisor to Michael Jackson. He's written a number of books, including Kosher Sex and Kosher Jesus. He's had some controversy in his day. He's in Israel right now in the streets of Jerusalem. Rabbi Boteach, tell us quickly your views on this Muslim problem, so to speak, immigration ban and terrorism.
Well, first and foremost, let's say that there's no Muslim problem. Islam is a great world religion. It has had periods of phenomenal enlightenment. It gave the world some of its first universities. Islam gave the world some of the first inheritance rights that were enjoyed by women. But to say that Islam is a religion that is backward, as many people say, that's bigotry, and it's not true. And historically, it's absolutely inaccurate. What is certainly true is that a disproportionately large number of Muslims today are turning to jihad and are turning to a very extremist form of violent faith, which is a threat to civilization. I think it's repudiated by the vast majority of Muslims. I don't think that they would want their religion portrayed in that manner. But the numbers are still too large, and there isn't enough mainstream condemnation of those who abuse the faith and who are an abomination to the Islamic faith. So that's the nature of the problem. The problem is not with the Islamic faith. The problem is with these extremists who are not being repudiated sufficiently by the mainstream. Because it's only Islam that can rescue Islam. The West can battle Islam, but we don't want a war of civilizations. I see here in Israel, I'm a cyclist, to the best of my ability, as my body enters an advanced state of decrepitude.
Like all of us.
I mean, we did a 93-mile bike ride for charity for Israeli amputees. I got to tell you, seeing Israel on a bike, you see the Arab women with their headscarves. You see the Palestinian children. You see the Israeli children, Orthodox Jews, secular Jews, and they're living together in harmony.
Right.
So it's not true that even here in the Holy Land that there's some bombs going off. And it's not true, and I never want to demonize Muslims.
And it's too, you know, Rabbi, it's
but
too
I do
bad.
Want to see Muslims condemning terrorism.
Exactly, and it's too bad that people don't see what you're seeing. A lot of people here in this country don't get to experience it. Is President Trump doing the right thing, or is he going about it wrong to address the issue that you just mentioned?
Well, you know, if I had influence with this administration, and I'm lucky to know a few people in the administration, but if I had influence, what I would say to the new administration, who are doing their best for the United States, I would say, you can institute a ban, for example, in Syria, while you implement new vetting procedures, and for that purpose, as long as it's temporary.
Right.
But don't do that until you've set up proper safe zones in Syria, until you've instituted, whether it's a no-fly zone, whether it's a safe zone, whether it's President Trump picking up the phone to Vladimir Putin and saying to him, look, you want a better relationship with the United States, and I'm here being attacked and condemned for stating I want a better relationship. I want payback. And you know what the payback is? Stop the slaughter in Syria. Show the world that my relationship with you has led to the saving of life. Then, A, the criticisms of Trump's relationship with Russia would be diminished because we'd see that a genocide would be maybe ending as a result. B, lives would be saved in Syria. C, the issue is not whether the United States should be taking refugees from Syria. The issue is why are these poor, innocent people being forced to flee their homes while they are being bombed from the sky by this butcher Assad who's been allowed to slaughter them. And let's just remember, for all the people who are showing tremendous outrage at President Trump and the administration, we pleaded with President Obama, begged President Obama for 8 years, Susan Rice and John Kerry and Samantha Power, to stop the slaughter in Syria, to even pass a single United Nations Security Council resolution condemning the barbarity in Aleppo. And that was not done. So let's just remember, President Obama allowed this humanitarian crisis to escalate.
We'll see what happens. Those are some strong words and action-oriented, which we need to talk about. What will work for this country and for the world? Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, I'm so happy that you had the chance to take a few minutes from your cycling in Israel to be on Gervie's Law. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you. Carrie, that's a wrap.
I can't believe it. 2017, I think this is the fastest year that has in my life. It went by like in a couple months.
Crazy year with everything in the news. We're looking forward to hopefully some good stuff in 2018. I want to wish you and your family a happy new year. Thank you for being by my side through all of 2017.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for putting up with my schedule, my traveling schedule, and we have so much fun.
We did, and we brought Genevieve Wong on, and we have to thank her for doing a great job.
She's awesome.
awesome.
Thank you, Carrie, for the referral.
Oh, she's great.
She's been wonderful. Yeah.
And you and your wife and your kids and your wonderful mom and your brother, please send them my love and tell them Happy New Year.
I will. Yes. I'll say that to them tonight.
Okay, good.
Hope everyone has a great New Year's. All the best to everyone. And we will see you back here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Gervie's Law will be back in 2018.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.